Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart.
Welcome to the Young at Heart Show. I'm Patty Teal. My co-host is the wonderful Frank Newton, Executive Director of the RSVP program. That's RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program. He also writes a column called Frank Talk for Seniors, which comes out on Tuesdays in the Santa Barbara News Press, and he's also the editor of the Successful Aging newsletter. You're a busy guy.
I'm getting tired.
Are you getting tired? I'm tired just hearing about it.
How are you doing, Patty?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. And my co-host is the inimitable Patty Teal, who has a column herself in the Montecito Journal. It's titled Seniority, and she works for Senior Helpers. How's Senior Helpers doing, by the way?
Oh, they're doing really well. We have wonderful clients and wonderful caregivers. And in case anybody doesn't know, what we do is help people stay in their home by providing them with all kinds of services, from transportation to housekeeping to handyman services. And right now, we're giving away free AARP memberships. All you have to do is call our local office at 966-7100 or stop by 525 East Mitchell Terrain, Suite 101, and we'll give one to you. And if you're already a member, it can extend your membership for a year. I just wanted to mention, we had Jeannie West on last week, and coming up next week is the Elder Abuse Conference at Santa Barbara City College. I think it's on Thursday, is that correct?
The 30th.
The 30th, yes, that's right.
And it's in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, and I don't want to take business away from Jeannie's program, but the YMCA on the 30th from 9 to noon, the YMCA on Hitchcock Way, mm-hmm, is having a senior health fair.
So a busy day
for
seniors.
So some people may want to go to that.
Mm-hmm. We're starting a new segment on our show that I'm very excited about, and it's called Newton's Nuggets. Frank has been very reluctant to do this, but
yes.
You know, as I've gotten to know Frank better and better, he's so intellectual, and he has these facts that nobody else in the world
would want to know, but I thought I would share some with our audience.
They will want to know. I'm afraid this is
Well, really... one came to mind because it's very timely.
Oh, good.
It is currently the month of May, mm-hmm, and if our listeners are not aware of it, May is Older Americans Month. So you may wonder, where does that term come from? Originally, May was designated as a special month for senior citizens, to honor senior citizens, and that was designated by President John Kennedy in 1963. But over the years, older adults got really tired of the term senior citizen, and they didn't want to hear that word anymore.
It wasn't the politically correct term
anymore? No, it was not the politically correct term. Mm-hmm. And so when President Carter came into office, he renamed it and designated it Older Americans Month. And throughout the country, there are a number of activities honoring senior citizens. Older Americans.
Older Americans, don't use that.
I just slipped into it myself.
Term.
Now, with the baby boomers don't like older Americans, so I'm wondering what the next term is
going to be. Maybe mature mavericks?
Aging seems to have some cachet.
Aging, yes.
Active aging.
I like mature mavericks.
It's an idea.
You think? Yeah, maybe we can start a trend.
Okay.
Well, that was wonderful. Did you finish the story?
Well, yes. That's where we get the term Older Americans, mm-hmm, Month. Mm-hmm. You can thank President Carter for that.
I will. Thank you, President Carter.
Okay.
Our guest today is Diane Hall. And Diane has been a friend of mine for a long time, and I recently discovered that she started the Little Star Foundation, a nonprofit providing animal-assisted therapy. Little Star is a tiny little 2-foot miniature horse that visits retirement homes and works with hospice patients, children, and, as we said, older adults. Welcome, Diane.
Hi.
Welcome.
Little horse is the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Yes, and by the way, I should tell our listeners, I forbade Patty from using the term horsey, so you will not be hearing the term horsey today.
Well, you might, but it will be an accident if I do.
But it is a beautiful little horse. Could you tell us about this, and how did this start?
Well, Little Star, he's 3 years old, and he is a miniature horse, registered as a miniature horse, although we do call the Little Star Pony Foundation, because most of our kids call him a pony. I started the Little Star Pony Foundation with my two daughters. One is currently a sophomore at college, and the other one is going away to college in August. I was working with a hospice patient at the time. Her name's Gwendolyn Strong. She is now 5 years old, but at the time, she was just 18 months. And I would go visit the family, and spontaneously, we decided to drive up to the Quicksilver Ranch, which is up in San Ynez. And she had such an incredible experience with a new foal, about the size of Little Star. that when I came home, I talked to my husband, and we don't have a property that would house a horse, but we decided if I could make it work, turn it into a foundation, my daughters would help me, that we could start studying animal therapy, get a little miniature horse of our own, and work. I'm still a hospice volunteer, and I thought that was a great connection. To make a long story short, we found Little Star at a breeder in Ohio, and we brought him to California, Santa Barbara, in May of 2010. And we have been busy ever since. We still see Gwendolyn. She comes out to the stables. She is paralyzed. She has a disease called spinal muscular atrophy, but she can communicate. She's an extremely bright little girl. She's now in kindergarten, and she loves Little Star. Her T-shirts and socks and her sheets, everything is all about horses. And
oh,
she's got
cute
posters of Little Star in her room. And it just kind of snowballed where we started getting calls from other people that had kids with special needs. We have children that come out that have autism and epilepsy. We work with kids in grief counseling. Again, these are appointments at the stables where I work with them an hour to 2 hours. And then we got a call from a gentleman named Adam who runs the activities at Valverde. And that's how we got the senior connection, you might say. He asked if we could bring Little Star to his activities room. And that was about a year and a half ago. And Little Star goes once a month to this Valverde group. And then we got a call from the memory loss group at Valverde. And from that, Casa Dorinda and Villa Santa Barbara, the Jody House, we just kept getting calls, and it's really important when you have a therapy animal that they are constantly socialized. So I thought, what a great opportunity. Here's a group of people, a lot of in wheelchairs, a lot of people in walkers, and a lot of people non-communicative, but Little Star seems to sense that. And we go there, we spend an hour. We worked actually with one physical therapist who asked us if we could incorporate kind of hand eye coordination, where they hold a ball. Someone will hold a ball on their lap if they're in a wheelchair, and then Little Star tries to gently push it out of their hands, and they hold onto it even stronger. And it's such a wonderful, fun interaction. He visits, I would say, close to 300 seniors a month. He travels in a 1975 VW van that was customized by my husband and a good friend of ours. They built two stalls inside.
Does he look forward to it?
He absolutely loves it. And horses have incredible memories. When you hear this van, I mean, who doesn't know what a VW van sounds like? It's very loud. So when I start the van up, I keep it parked at the stables where he lives. He hears that. I hear him call out, and then I hear his companion. He has another miniature horse that's his buddy. The two of them call out because the older miniature horse will get a couple apples, carrots, and a big thing of grain as his reward for staying put. And then I load Little Star after he has, we call it spa day. He gets a bath. He gets sprayed with lavender water. He smells fantastic. And we groom him. And then he has a little saddle that's embroidered with Little Star. And then we have the symbol of hospice, which is a butterfly. So he always has either a butterfly on his tail or butterflies in his mane.
Little Star has a great life.
He has a
now,
fantastic
for
life.
Our listeners, how can you convey how little Little Star is?
Little Star is 24 and a half inches high.
Which is just about the height of your knee?
Yes. We call him the smallest horse with the biggest heart.
Wow.
He is the second horse in the state of California to be registered to do animal therapy, and he's probably the smallest in the United States.
Yeah, now he didn't just walk into this. He had to be certified in some way, correct?
Yes,
He
didn't just walk
into this.
He didn't just walk
in,
although he is a natural. I want you to know the guy's a natural. But there is an organization called Pet Partners, and their headquarters is at UCLA, at least in California. And I went to seminars there. Everybody there was certifying their dogs, but I had Little Star. And the gentleman made a special trip to register him and put him through a test. He had 19 different things that he had to do. And it took us almost a year for him to learn all these things. For example, he has to be able to walk inside of a hospital-type corridor, have crutches thrown at him, have a wheelchair almost run over his tail, things like that where you can't have an animal that reacts negatively to loud noises, people arguing. But my favorite story about that testing day is one of the things he has to do is be in a hallway with another animal. And in this case, it was a dog. And the woman that brought the dog up assumed it was a standard size horse. So she brought a Newfoundland.
Yeah, which is actually bigger than your
bigger
pony.
Than Little Star. Yeah. Absolutely huge. Pure white hair. It was just the most stunning animal. She actually breeds these dogs, and they work with coma patients at UCLA. They lay next to coma patients. just incredible. So she brings this dog up and gets out of the van, and I realized, oh my gosh, Little Star's never seen anything that big, you know, get that close to him. But he passed with flying colors.
Wow.
That's wonderful. You're listening to the Young at Heart radio show on KTMS 990. I'm Patty Teal. My co-host is Frank Newton. Today's guest is Diane Hall, and she's talking about the Little Star Foundation and her tiny little healing horse, her therapy horse, Little Star. And animals in general, Diane, they seem to just know when people need extra care, they need healing. And is Little Star like that?
Little Star is extremely sensitive to people, especially special needs, or I want to say people that are incapacitated, let's say walker or a wheelchair. The breeders told us right away that they thought he had an incredible sixth sense for people in need. They weren't going to give him up. Little Star was living in their house. The woman's mother was living there, and she was in a wheelchair, and we think that's where he got his first familiarity with people that are in wheelchairs, because he's very comfortable. He will walk up to someone in a wheelchair, and he'll just lay his head right on their lap. Just long enough, they can pet him. We have little treats when we visit the retirement homes that they can give him. He does little tricks. He gets up on a little stool, and he bows to people. And he does the same routine 3 days a week. Now, mm-hmm. He only works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays in the mornings. He just senses people. I have to be with him, obviously, at all times. I'm the handler. But I kind of let the magic happen when I bring him into a group. There isn't a day that we don't bring him into a group that someone doesn't tell me a story about how Little Star has made an impression on their father, their mother. We often bring Little Star into hospital rooms in the skilled nursing during a hospice situation. My favorite stories are people that were raised on ranches, people that had horses, and they want to see a horse before they die. And
you mentioned one case of a man, I guess at Val Verde, I'm not sure, who reacts in a very special way.
He was at a retirement home for 3 years not speaking. He would just be in the corner. He just didn't want to interact with anybody. And somebody brought him into the activities room where we brought Little Star. And Little Star walked up to him, put his head on his lap, and this gentleman just put his hands on Little Star's ears and started singing lullabies in his native language.
And he hadn't spoken in 3 years?
He had not spoken. The activities, they ran and got people to bring people to see this because they knew he could speak. He just had no desire. Now, we have been going to this same facility for a year, almost 2 years. That gentleman is so excited to see Little Star. He calls him his little pony. He calls him all kinds of names. He's Dutch. And he just loves Little Star. And we got pictures of him interacting with Little Star, blew them up and framed them, and they're in his room. It's just a magical, you know, situation. You can't predict what's going to happen.
That's wonderful.
That's so cute. You shared another story. It's not quite as serious as this one, but the gentleman who seems to be asleep all the time until Little Star comes around, and then he wakes up and says, quit horsing around.
Exactly. we call it the sitting in circle, but you'll have sometimes up to 60 people in the activities room. A lot of people bring their families to meet Little Star. And we have a gentleman that just nods off, and by the time you make that circle, he's sound asleep again. And Little Star will put his head on his lap, and the man will wake up, look at him, and said, are we horsing around again? And then Little Star moves on, and he goes back to sleep. We can do this. I say the most we've done it is about 10 times. He wakes up, says same thing.
That's so
it's very
cute.
Very cute.
So when you did the training, they really weren't used to training horses then. They were used to training dogs.
They do have a catalog on how to train the horse
to pass
the test, mm-hmm. because there's a lot more people in the Midwest, mm-hmm. and back east, and, you know, places that have pastures and, you know, you've got lots of horses. And there's a lot of people that do horse therapy, but it's riding.
That's I've heard more of is the riding therapy.
Mm-hmm. Right. But Little Star is registered so that he can do one-on-one and he can go in and out of. We've actually been on the elevators in Casa Durinda up to the third floor. I think the most rooms we visited was 25 in mm-hmm. one day. He's also been to Moby Dick's in the restaurant. Obviously, you have to get permission, but he is a therapy owner. But when we get a request, mm-hmm. we don't do pony parties and we don't do things like when we get a request for someone and it's a special, special need, then we go.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get a request? Do you have a phone number or a website?
Little Star actually has his own Facebook page.
Wow.
So you can see lots of pictures of Little Star interacting.
I hope he's not one of those that posts every little thing he does.
Does he tweet?
No, it's a rare day I get on there and upgrade. But he is there, you know. We don't do the timeline every day. But you can see a lot of the kids that he works with there.
It's really very
It's very charming.
What is the Facebook
Well, it's just post. Little Star Pony Foundation. Little Star, if you put in Little Star, you'll get them. And we love Friends. I don't know how many
and
we're
up
to.
And you have a WordPress site too, don't you?
We have a WordPress site, and then we have, you know, my phone number is listed on all of those places, but it's directly to me because I always have to be with them. That's the one thing about being a pet partner is there is only one handler, one animal. I can't give them to somebody else to take somewhere.
Yeah. And you charge $1 million for this, right?
We charge nothing. I call it a family foundation. We have been lucky enough, blessed enough to get some grants here in Santa Barbara that have given us money to help with the transportation. We bought a vintage van for him. He's too light to hold down a traditional horse trailer. He's 110 pounds. So
I bet you guys weigh about the same amount,
it's,
don't you?
It's very fun. he is in a little stall, and his head is right next to me as I'm driving, and I often pinch myself going, I can't believe I'm doing this. But there's never a dull moment. It's quite fun.
Wow. That's wonderful.
No, it's
now,
great.
You mentioned before to us that you've been to something called a hospice camp, and I'd never heard of such a thing. But
well, there's a camp that's been put on in the Ojai foothills for many years, and it's called Dream Street. And it is. It's for kids who are facing challenges like terminal illnesses, and they have had up to 145 children. And Little Star, we call him the ambassador. He goes and he spends time. They have a big carnival there. So Little Star, we actually dress him up, and he actually has clown nose that we can put on him, and we put rainbow streamers in his mane. So we try and play the part, but we do get requests for that. For special camps. He has done a foster camp. He has done two horse camps for foster children. Like I said, if we get a phone call and we can fit it in, we bring Little Star.
You're listening to the Young at Heart radio show on KTMS 990. I'm Patty Teal. My co-host is Frank Newton. And today we're talking to Diane Hall. She started the Little Star Foundation, a nonprofit that provides animal-assisted therapy. And Little Star is just a tiny, little, adorable horse, and that's what she's talking
about. You can say horsey.
Can I?
Yes, you can.
You'll let
you
me
can,
do that?
Yes, you can call him
okay.
a horsey.
Okay, he's just the cutest little horsey. And very smart, too. I feel like you must sometimes feel like the proud mother.
Short of. I mean, I still have my three kids and a husband and a dog. Uh-huh. So, and that was kind of the rule. Now, my husband says this is the best empty nest thing I could possibly think of for you because Little Star will live 30 years.
Oh, I was going to ask you what the lifespan of a little horsey is.
I've got my children, you know, on hold for taking care of them when I can.
So the same lifespan as a full-size horse?
A full-size, but what I've been told, you know, I have to research as much as I can. I'm not a horse person. I don't ride horses. But there aren't that many things that threaten miniature horses.
Oh, that's good.
Because you're not riding them. You're not jumping them. If anything, it's overeating. And we all have that problem, right? Mm-hmm. So I just have to make sure his diet, he gets his nails done. It's called a farrier, but they come and they rasp down his little, they don't wear shoes. Miniature horses do not wear shoes.
Oh.
So you have to, every 6 weeks, we get him clipped 3 times a year. He has a very long winter coat. He still thinks he's in Ohio. So little things like that. And that is what we use money from the grants, and we do a fundraiser every holiday. Our dream, our goal is to have a concert for all the kids that we see and call it past your bedtime.
That's so cute.
And have Little Star there and have some, you know, maybe line dancing and country western. And so that's our goal.
You might have to, you know, call me on that one, Diane, because you know I do bedtime things with children.
Oh, I know. It's going to be fun. So, it's all about the kids. It's always about, you know,
bedtime.
The kids.
That's adorable.
Although I'll be honest, the group at Villa Santa Barbara, they're on Anapamu. They're ready to get in their bus right now and follow me around everywhere I go because they adore Little Star.
Well, how much time does this take for you?
I made my husband a promise. I will do anything I can up until 2 o'clock. I drop the kids off at 8. I still have high school kids. And by 2 o'clock, I'm usually back to interact with them. And then when they're off to volleyball or they're off to work or something, then I make my appointments. But I want to balance it until they're out of the house. Then, sky's the limit.
Boy, you have a lot of energy, Diane. And you look the same as you
I'm
did
hyper.
20 years ago.
Let's face
amazing.
It, I'm hyper.
I don't know about hyper, but you're amazing. Now, he's one of the only horses that is certified in the state of California?
He's the second. The other woman, she's wonderful. I went down and met with her and spent a couple days with her before I decided to buy Little Star. Sorry. And she lives in Malibu. Her horse works with the veterans hospital down in Los Angeles, and she's well-known in those circles. Mm-hmm. She does incredible work with PTSD, and she also has a miniature, but he's a standard miniature. He's about 34 inches and probably weighs about 250 pounds. She has a custom van for him also, but she was the first person to inspire me to do what I wanted to do. You know, go get the education. If you don't have it yet, there's plenty of people to teach you. Mm-hmm. And then it falls into place when it's your calling. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe this is where I'm supposed to be.
Right, because when you started with the hospice work, you just felt so drawn to it. I remember that years ago. So it's wonderful that you found your calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're drawing near to the end.
Okay.
Please remember to tell our guests, our listeners, how they can get online. How can they find you again?
We have a website, which is Little Star Pony Foundation at WordPress.org. And on there are the contact, my phone number. Then Little Star has a Facebook, which also has my phone number. And it's a direct phone number. I don't know if I can give it even here.
It's fine.
Oh.
If you'd like to.
It's 455-7075. And if anybody knows anybody that's in need of, we just call it a little pony magic.
I know a few people that need some little pony magic.
A little child. I mean, we're really great with, right now we're working with kids that have lost siblings or lost their parents and kind of a grief counseling. I mean, I'm not the counselor. Someone sends children to me or they work with the children. I just make Little Stars there and make sure he's there and it all comes together.
Mm, that's amazing. And you have used it in the schools to teach kindness as well.
Yes, we have a program. We have a grant for that. It's called Act of Kindness. And again, it's to bring Little Star out, get socialized. And he goes into the fourth grades, and they write him essays on how to be kind.
Aww. So, hasn't this been fun, Frank?
Fascinating, actually, and I really I've been very impressed. Very impressed.
Can I do my diddle and diddle and diddle and
No, you cannot.
Can't do that either. All right. But anyway, you've been a fascinating guest. Really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
It.
Thank you so much.
And yes, once you see Little Star, you'll never forget her.
Well, you can't miss us in that green van. We have kids from the schools that they see me coming, and they're lining up. You know, they're just getting out of school. It's Little Star, and they all wave.
Little Star loves everybody.
Yeah.
All ages.
Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
This is wonderful work.
I appreciate it. I love every minute.
I hope any interested people out in our audience contacts you if they need your help.
Thank you for what you do. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. You're listening to the Young at Heart Show on KTMS 990.
Something strange
in the neighborhood.
Who you gonna call?
Scambusters!
Something's weird and it don't look good.
Don't look good.
Who you gonna call?
Scambusters!
Every day, members of our community are victims of various scams, from identity theft and medical scams to credit card and home improvement scams. Thankfully, Senior Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson is here with insightful tips to prevent us from being taken in by scams. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you for having me, Patty. Nice to be back. Last time I spoke to your listeners, I described a suspicious letter I had received, supposedly from a bank in China, offering me the opportunity to claim some money from the estate of somebody who had my last name, Johnson. Today, I'd like to tell you about an email a friend of mine received, this time from someone a little closer to home, the Philippines. The gist of this email is that a supposed friend needed some money to get back from a trip because their wallet had been stolen.
Well, that's at least a little more likely scenario than the letter you got from China. And it also plays on people's sympathy.
Absolutely. I'd like to read this email to you. It starts with the subject section, help and favor, and then the writer's name. It goes on, I really hope you get this fast. I could not inform anyone about our trip because it was impromptu. We had to be in Manila, Philippines for a program. The program was successful, but our journey has turned sour. We misplaced our wallet and cell phone on our way back to the hotel we lodge in after we went for sightseeing. The wallet contained all the valuables we had. I'm sorry if I am inconveniencing you, but I have only very few people to run to now. I will be indeed grateful if I can get a loan of $1,900 US dollars or whatever you can afford to spare me from you. This will enable me to sort our hotel bills and get my sorry self back home. I really appreciate whatever you can afford in assisting me with. I promise to refund it in full as soon as I return. Let me know if you can be of any assistance. Please let me know soonest. And it's signed, thanks so much, and then the author's name. And under the name, it says Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
That's kind of suspicious, since the author of the email claims to be stuck in the Philippines.
Absolutely. Now, this is a compelling email, especially since the writer used the name of someone my friend thought she knew.
Yes, but with all the information online nowadays, with the sites like LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, it's probably pretty easy to find a victim and the name of someone the victim knows. So it's easy to pair them up in a letter.
Yes, and that's why I always tell people to be careful of what kind of information you put out online.
So what did your friend do when she got this email?
Fortunately, she sent it directly to me and didn't respond. And there was an email address that she could have responded to. She was a little bit confused because, as I said, she thought she knew somebody with this name, although she really didn't know them well enough that they would be asking for her help. The email itself gave some clues that it might be a scam. The punctuation wasn't very good, and the wording was somewhat awkward, like the phrase, "Please let me know soonest." Also, in some cases, the word I was capitalized, and in other places, it wasn't.
So, this letter could very well have been written by someone from a foreign country.
Yes, and the writer probably sent out hundreds of copies of this email, hoping someone would bite. Fortunately, my friend was too sharp to get suckered in. So if any of your listeners get a letter or email like this, just delete it or throw it in the trash. You don't want to respond and give this scam artist more access to you and your personal information.
Thanks, Vicki, for the great advice. Tune in next week. The Young at Heart Show airs at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday on KTMS 990. You can also listen to past shows online at www.youngatheartradio.com.
Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart.